Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. It's a great weekend because as soon as I get done yakking to y'all, I'm going to be heading to the river. And we're going to be doing a little trout fishing today and tomorrow, and maybe if I have to, slide into Monday. But anyway, it's a great weekend to get outside and enjoy Mother Nature. The morel mushrooms are up too. But we're going to talk a little bit of pork right now. What are you thinking, Barbecue Bob?
I'm thinking I misspoke because I said I'm going to go home and do my lawn. But actually, at 10 o'clock this morning, I have to be at Kingsland Ace Hardware on 28th Street in Cascade. I'm going to be demoing from 10 till 2. So if you're out and about and you want to find a good deal on a grill and want to taste some good fixings, I'm going to be out there cooking up some really cool stuff. I mean, I've got a plethora of food I'm grilling. Check that out. Plethora.
Is that a man's cut or a woman's cut?
Oh, dude, I'm going to be working on the new Weber Summit charcoal. It is so cool. It's I love it. I can't wait to cook on it. Actually, it's like a big thing for me because I love Weber and I love the fact that they finally figured out a way to hike up their charcoal game.
Well, I don't know. The old round cooker, you can't mess with.
This is a kettle on steroids.
This is
like a kettle Kamado.
Okay, so double walled.
Yeah.
I see.
Oh yeah.
Pretty cool.
Oh, plus it's got all kinds of cool innovations. You're going to be jealous. You're going to be up there catching trout and bored, and I'm going to be down there feeding the masses.
Let me think. I'm going to be hunting morel mushrooms. I'm going to be catching
trout.
You're
going to be wishing you were with me.
Drinking beer, eating Sobe meat sticks. I'm thinking that you're taking this one for the team. I appreciate you doing it because Kingsland Hardware is a new sponsor of the show, and we surely appreciate your support in kicking this relationship off right.
You know, honestly, I don't need you there anyway. I can do it just fine by myself.
Jealousy is ugly.
You go up and lose your worms. You're not going to catch anything.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll wait for my Alzheimer's to sit in as I eat that trout on that tinfoil, okay?
Let's talk about pork steak.
All right, you do that.
Because I'm going to be doing pork steak in about an hour and a half.
All right.
So that's what I asked him to get me, and we're going to do it on that new Weber Summit. Mm. So pork steak, in my opinion, is one of the most overlooked pieces of pork in the counter when you go to the butcher shop.
Okay. Where's it come from? Where's the cut?
And the pig.
I understand.
I don't have a clue.
Which end of him?
I don't know. It's not off his head, I'm pretty sure.
Right, that's cheese.
Yep.
So we're not doing that. But
reminds me of an Anthony Bourdain show I was just watching. Head cheese is really big in France.
Holy rabbit trail.
This is not off the head. It's just a pork steak. It's I think kind of close to the pig body. But, a good butcher could tell.
Wow, descriptive. Yeah. Write that one down in the dust.
It doesn't matter.
Dash.
When you're at the stinking counter, it says pork steak. It doesn't say name the body part.
All right. So we got us some pork steak.
Yeah. It's just a nice piece of meat. Sometimes you can get it on sale for 99 cents a pound. Seriously. Yeah,
that is a nice piece of meat.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
If you think bacon's like, what, $5 to $8 a pound?
Right, depending on where you get it.
99 cents. I might play around with a piece of that. So yeah, I'm telling you, play around with a piece of it. Put some nice spices on it and throw it on your smoker. If you don't have a smoker, throw it on your grill and do it indirect, really low and slow. You can put a little sear on it if you want. You can put it in cast iron if you want. The key is with pork steak, it's going to be low temperature, long time.
And what's that going to do to it? It's going to keep it moist, and it's going to keep it tender.
It's going to love you a long time.
Right. It loves you a long time. That's your lomi-lomi steak, right?
Yeah.
But
lomi-lomi salmon.
Where is this going, man? Where is this going? But anyway.
To Hawaii, obviously.
Pork steak. You're going to do this, and you're going to cook it slow. Are you marinating it? Are you going to put
it on? I usually put it on the smoker. I just put a little rub on it. I throw it on the smoker for about 3 hours, and it is heavenly.
Okay, so
falls
you said,
apart.
You said you're going to be using this new Weber grill, which is not a smoker, or is it?
It's a Summit charcoal.
Okay, so you're going to cook your pork steak. You said they're going to bring you some down.
I'm going to put this offset plate that they've got, or this kind of stainless plate that they've built into the thing. It's cool. You got to see this thing. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Okay,
I'm very happy with Weber because they've finally come up to where they needed to be with that name, because charcoal is the game, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. My preferred fuel by far. But, it, you know, if you don't have time, you use gas. If you got time, you fire up the coals.
Charcoal, baby.
Yeah,
good charcoal. Parker Pure Mountain.
Yeah. So pork steak, very good cut, economical. You can't ruin it. If you do, you're not out much. But, you know, just be careful. What temperature so you might are you
pay
bringing
a,
that to?
You might pay $1.39 a pound on average for it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you screw it up, what are you out? $6?
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah, and your temperature, what are you going to bring that to?
I'm going to run the smoker or offset. I'm going to run something at like 275 for about 3 hours.
Right. And the meat, when do you know that's done? What's that look like?
When you're eating it.
Yeah, all right.
It's good.
Everybody's
3 hours, 275, it's done. It's done after an hour and a half. It's killer after 3 hours.
Right. Let it go.
And it's cheap. It's just such a great deal. I mean, let's look at the average guy out there with three kids, four kids. You want to get your grill out. You want to be the man. You want to be the dad. You want to have fun with your new charcoal grill, whatever it is. You put it on nice and low and slow, and then you go play ball with the kids.
Sure.
You leave it.
Yep.
And if you forget it, guess what? It just gets better.
Yeah.
And if you overdo it just a little bit, you throw some sauce on it.
Yeah. Look at this, kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going, who, daddy?
Yeah. Is that what they say mm-hmm. to you?
That's what mine said.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what she said.
So let's go a little bit higher on the hog, and let's talk a little bit about pork loin. This one's a little bit fun to do. A couple weeks ago, I think I covered this on the show, so I won't dive back into what I did with the trussing the two pieces
It's funny you
together,
say that because I think it was Corey from Old World Olive Company called me last night and said, hey, what was Jop talking about on that loin? How'd you do that again? I'm like, I don't know, dude. I wasn't even listening. Yeah. So yeah. I told him
Corey,
how to do
welcome
it.
Welcome to my world, brother. Welcome to my world.
So yeah. I told him how to do it and make sure he put some cheese on to finish it. That's what
yes.
I said.
Yeah. Little cheese, but maybe a couple pieces of bread. You just got a big sandwich.
Pork yeah. loin is great because, again, it's the price. Can you tell? I mean, dads love price. You go to the store. After you shop for soup, you go to the supermarket now, you're going to spend $200 to $400 if you're hungry when you're shopping.
Yep. If you're a dad, yeah, don't ever do that. Right.
No, you can't help it, though, because when you got kids, you're always hungry. They're eating all your good food. So you go and you stop and you intend to pick up $50 worth of stuff. It's $200 worth of stuff, but you hit the end caps. You know, you hit the end caps at the supermarket, and that's where all the deals are, and you just buy tons of whatever's there. Very often, it's pork loin. For some reason, those pigs have a lot of extra loin. That's
right.
All I can figure
and,
out.
And the one I found was $1.49 a pound, usually about $2.50 to $3 a pound, so it was half
$1.
Off.
$1.49 is about, yeah, that's right. about right. $1.39 on sales.
And we're talking these ones that are about the size of a softball, and they're maybe a foot. To like 16 inches
It's a
long.
Half loin.
Right,
yep.
exactly. And all I did was cut Center off cuts. About two, Corey, I cut off about 2 6-inch chunks of it and put them face to face because there's a fat layer on the outside and then the lean meat on the underside. So I put them together so the fat was all the way around it. You know, I took two leans together and it was the fat ring was all the way around, tied it up, and grilled it.
That reminds me of a prom date I had.
Are we back to the trout?
So pork loin, another nice thing you can do is you can cut those loin into like inch and a half chops.
Sure.
Cut them Absolutely. Into inch and a half chops.
Thick, you're talking, yeah.
And then put them on your butcher block, rub them with some nice Old World Olive Company's, I use usually garlic.
Right.
Sometimes Tuscan. There's all kinds of great EVOs you can put on it, but go to Old World Olive Company, get a nice EVO, rub that chop down, put your spices on it, and I'll go with like a... I think they sell something called a Bolognese spice, and I put that on there, and then I take my Jacquard to it, and I pound the ever-loving heck out of it, and I get it pounded down to like roadkill, and then I flip it over, rub it with oil, do the same thing to the other side, throw it on the grill. By the time that thing comes off the grill, it's come back to its natural shape. It looks like a chop, but it cuts with a fork. It's the coolest trick. If you want pork chops to drive your neighbors nuts, if you want your neighbor to hate you, this is what you do with a loin because he will never, and don't tell him what you did, he will never get this down like that.
It's all about the grill envy. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Next up, how to pick your butt. Stick with us. We'll be back.